Glad each of you is here tonight. It's good to have a number of folks out at Eddie and Shannon's last night for the Youth Devo. We had a good turnout there. It was good to sit down together and sing and study the Word of God together. So we were very blessed in that. And good to be here tonight as well to look at the Word of God. We're going to be reading a few verses here from Colossians chapter 3. Think about your own perspective in life and what, as Christians, our focus is to be our top priority. The center of our lives is to revolve around, of course, God and His Word and the life that He has called us to live. This is to be our all. It's to be everything to us. And sometimes our focus can drift from what it should be to other things in life that are less important, that they can then consume our daily lives and the activities that we're involved in, shift from spiritual to carnal or worldly or earthly in nature. Not necessarily sinful, but just that which is so far less important. But instead, we have to have our minds focused on the spiritual so that our heart will be in the right place and then our actions can follow suit and we can be the zealous, active Christians that God wants us to be. We're told in the first few verses of Colossians chapter 3 these words: "If then you were raised with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ is, sitting at the right hand of God. Set your mind on things above, not on things on the earth. For you died, and your life is hidden with Christ in God. When Christ, who is our life, appears, then you also will appear with Him in glory. Therefore, put to death your members which are on the earth." And he lists the members that are to be put to death. In this section of Scripture, there are three things that are brought forth in terms of actions that we're to take. The first one is there in verse 1, where he says, seek. So, as Christians, we are to actively pursue something. Go after it. Chase it. And here, what he says is, it's to be those things which are above. Pursue the spiritual things. Let the things that you give your heart to, your desire to, your efforts and your intensity to, your passion to, let those be things above, heavenly things. It relates to spiritual qualities. It relates to the nature and the attributes of God that we are to reflect in our own living, the character and qualities of God that we see listed in the fruit of the Spirit that Paul talks about. These things are things that we are to seek with a passion. Do we seek with a passion wanting to be like the Lord? To be like Jesus Christ is something that we strive to do in the way He dealt with people, in the way that He focused on the spiritual in His life as the most important. He gave Himself to that. And then you see His disciples, it's the apostles, imitating Him and being the same way. And we're to follow their example as well. Seek those things, rather, which are above, where Christ is sitting at the right hand of God. So if you're seeking the things that are above and you're following after the things where Christ is, eventually you will get there because that's what you're longing for. That's what you're seeking. And then in verse 2, the second word is set. Set your mind. That's another thing that we're commanded here to do, that we're urged to see the importance of. Set your mind on things above, not on things of the earth. This reminds us of 1 John 2, verses 15 through 17, where we're told about, you know, the lust of the flesh and the eye and the vain pride of life. These things are passing away. These things are not the things that we're to set our affection on, but rather things that relate to above. Set your mind, set your heart, your mind on the spiritual. Make sure that your heart is there, because where our heart is, then we will have the proper emphasis in our daily activities. We'll have the proper practice in terms of our pursuit of spiritual endeavors and opportunities, whether it be assembling together, as we've talked about recently, whether it be helping others to learn about Christ, whether it be taking advantage of opportunities to help people with various needs. We will see the importance of those activities because our heart is set on things that are above instead of earthly pursuits, which are very distracting. And it's often, it's like the the importance of nutrition, where people talk about, you know, make sure, I've seen different approaches to, you know, people trying to transform their lives. So you'll have some trainer that'll come in and they'll walk into the house and they'll go to the pantry, they'll go to the refrigerator, and they will just start purging, and they will just get rid of all those things that shouldn't even be in the house, because when it's there, it's a temptation. And you know, there are things that we need to rid our lives of, and that's what he then goes into next. When he says in verse 5, therefore put to death your members which are on the earth. And he says fornication, uncleanness, passion, evil desire, and covetousness, which is idolatry. Because of these things, the wrath of God is coming upon the sons of disobedience, in which you yourselves once walked when you lived in them. So he's saying, all of this now you're to put to death. Since you are to be seeking those things which are above, since you are to set your mind on things which are above, then you must also put to death your members on the earth. Anything in your life that will keep you from heaven, that will deter you in your spiritual progress, things that are sinful as God sets forth in His Word, just in your life, kill them. Don't allow them any ounce, any smidgen of existence in your life, because they will grow back. You know, like a little leaven leavens the whole lump. You leave a little bit there, and what can happen? It can grow back again. I've been having an ongoing battle with Bermuda grass in my garden. You know, it's never going to end, I think, because if you leave just a little speck of it in the ground, guess what's going to happen? It's going to germinate, it's going to grow, and there it is again. So sin is that way, isn't it? We can't leave anything in our lives that is not pleasing to God. We must purge our lives from all these things. And if we have this kind of attitude, then one day not only will we seek and set those our hearts and minds on those things that are above, we will be in that place above where God has promised us a heavenly home. Tonight you may not even be a Christian. If you're not a Christian, then you know the Bible shows us what God commands in His Word to allow us to take the steps to transform our lives from the dark place that it is when we're apart from God to the light and the clean and pure life that God wants us to have. Because of Jesus Christ and His sacrifice, we can be purged of all sin. We can come to the Lord beginning with faith in Jesus, turning from sin and repentance, having a heart that's willing to confess our belief in Jesus Christ, and submitting to the act of baptism, where in the burial in water, we are washed in the blood of Jesus Christ, and we're brought forth to live a new life. We are new creatures. We are children of God. If you are desiring that change in your life tonight, you can obey the gospel this very evening. If you're a child of God already, but have been living in sin, or you've wandered from faithfulness, if you've drifted off from the zeal that you know should have characterized your life, whatever your needs are, you know the Lord can meet them, and we'd be happy to pray for you as we stand and sing.